Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Right, again, apologies for being late.
It's no problem. I'm going to see Mary Poppins tonight. I'm very relaxed.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. Time 21.
I'm recording. I'm just worried about William.
Why are you worried about me?
Because it's not normal to go and see a show that many times.
Is it normal that time 22, 23, 24 and 25 are all booked?
Yeah, that's weird. I go and watch Burnley every other week, but...
Well, there we go! It's all the same nonsense.
We play different teams.
Well, yeah, sometimes some of the swings are on, some of them are not, there's an understudy. There is a bit of variation. They tweak the show as they go through.
And you're not allowed on turf with a brolly, I'll tell you that for free.
No, I know, I've tried.
And welcome to our weekend release. This is our bonus podcast episode where we see how much extra content we can squeeze into your week. Random things that have been sent in, extra bits from our week, and how our advice went down with you, our GM Divas. Tour tickets are still available, FYI, for Bristol, Manchester, Cardiff, Birmingham and Belfast.
Yes, we are... only weeks away from the tour starting. We are so excited. So excited. I'm more excited, even, dare I say it, more excited than I would be than if I were going to a Mary Poppins show. That's
really
how excited I am.
Do you think our live show will be better than Mary Poppins?
No, but it'll be quite good.
We're trying to flog tickets and you're saying it'll be quite good.
Well... our show is at a different price point end to Mary Poppins, where the cheapest ticket is £40. So, sorry, we're recording remotely again, and Jordan's just walked off.
I've turned aircon off. It was blowing.
Lucky aircon.
Come to the tour, G Divas, because the jokes write themselves. Literally, that is the type of humour that you'll hear.
I hope there's aircon in our hotel rooms when on tour.
We do say this, though. The tour is different to the episodes. We're probably a bit more ruder on tour.
Because we know it's not
being... bit rude. Don't be a knob. A bit ruder on tour because we know we're not being recorded.
Mm.
Plus, we have a few drinks beforehand. And plus now...
And during.
And plus now, every date's at the weekend, so it's going to be like a big night out.
Yeah, and
it?
Jordan won't be working weekends then, so, I mean, Jordan will be paralytic by the time we get to Glasgow.
I was last time in Glasgow. Yeah. Oh, my God, you've got me started. That train journey on the way back from Glasgow, I've never had hangover like it. I was made to down a bottle of Buckfast, only a mini one. Well, one of those. Mm. And the train got delayed. It took us, I think, 8 hours, 6-7 hours to get back.
I was on a flight. I don't think I was even with you. I think I took a luxury flight.
God, yeah, because I wouldn't get the plane, would I?
No, and Ben was driving the van, so...
Did you drive back, Ben?
Yeah, Ben in his little van, like Postman Pat.
Oh, in his little van. But instead of a cat, he has Diego.
Yes. Oh, we should rework Postman Pat. Do you know they've redone the Postman Pat theme?
Have they?
You know what the Postman Pat theme was when we grew up?
Postman Pat, and his black and white cat, a lie in the morning.
A lie?
Just as day is dawning, Pat feels he's a really happy man.
Yeah, and now it's like, special delivery service, etc.
But it's the same with Bob the Builder. They've all changed. So they all, like, Postman Pat looks nothing like the original Postman Pat. In fact, I think a mate recently said to me that he's a bit fit.
Wow. Was this mate single?
She's had a hard life. That's all I've got to say.
Right. She wanted to receive some first-class mail.
Okay. There we go. Like I said, the jokes write themselves. We are currently recording remotely, but we are going to be back in the studio for the next episode.
Am I ever going to see you again?
Yes, much to William's joy. We're doing an early morning recording on Friday. This is where we like to give a little peek behind the curtain in these episodes. Due to current schedules, both William and I.
Yours.
That's not fair. We're recording at 8 o'clock in the morning.
8:30.
Is it 8:30? Then I'm going away for the week.
He's not serving time. When we say Jordan's going away, we're not. No. I know there are certain people that listen to this that think
most people from Burnley, when they say they're going away, it means they're probably doing. No, I'm joking. So I'm going away for a nice week away.
That's nice. That's lovely.
And I'm turning my phone off. I'm going to have Scottish flu.
Jordan, you say you're turning your phone off. It'll be no different to communicating with you normally, whether your phone is on or off.
Oh, God, you just ruined a really good joke then.
I'm sorry. Let's pretend that didn't happen.
I'm going to have Scottish flu.
A week off.
A week off.
And when's the really good joke happening?
A week off. Anyway, first bit of correspondence.
Well, talking of fit builders, as we were... Hi, William and Jordan. I absolutely love the podcast. I've been listening to it for nearly a year now, and I'm currently going back to the earlier episodes to catch up. I'm listening to an episode in Series 3 where Jordan reads William's Wikipedia page.
He doesn't have one anymore. No.
Lest we forget. And Jordan laughs at how they state that Mikey is a builder, to which William responds by stating that this is untrue and that Mikey is actually a journalist. For the past year or so, I've been so invested in the podcast, I follow you both on social media, and until now I wholeheartedly believe that Mikey was a builder. Please can you clear this up? Thanks again for the amazing podcast, and love to you both. Kind regards, Jess.
Right, the first two questions I always get asked are... Is he really like this in real life? And I'm like, yes.
He's worse.
And the second one is, is Mikey really a builder? And I always go, yes. Wendy thinks he's a builder as well.
Wendy's met him.
I know, but I just have her on.
Your mother's very gullible, God bless her.
In our podcast land, he is a builder. Also, William's mum is a Russian alcoholic. But in real life, he's not a builder, no. He's a journalist. If he was a builder, serious question, if he was a builder, would you still go out with him?
If I was attracted to his personality, if his personality remained the same, then absolutely. I don't mind what he does as a profession.
Yeah.
I'm not dating his profession.
No.
So, yeah. But no, Mikey is not a builder. Only in Jordan's weird, twisted head is he a builder.
Yeah.
Dear William and Jordan, I've just listened to your last Tuesday episode and the question of a nice housewarming gift. In Germany, we have a tradition that goes back a couple of hundred years. Back to the old days die Umwelt ist kaputt, again. When a farmer did not own the land he was working on.
Why is that the funniest language? Just give me another line in German.
Schwarzwälder Kirschkuchen?
I would... if I would not be able to have a... I don't think I've ever had a proper conversation with a German, because I think I'd just laugh.
Do you know what Schwarzwälder Kirschkuchen is?
No.
Black Forest Ghetto. Very useful everyday phrase in Germany.
Do you remember that listener we messaged in saying a dad in Germany asked for the bill? Anyway, go on.
In Germany, we have a tradition that goes back a couple of hundred years, back to the old days when a farmer did not own the land he was working on. It would be owned by the landlord or the crown, and the farmer was only allowed to keep a small amount of whatever he produced on his land for himself and hand over the biggest part to the rich. But sometimes a farmer would be lucky enough to be given a piece of land to call his own, build a house for his family, and keep all produced goods from this part of the land for himself. When that happened, family and friends would get together and give that lucky family, as a housewarming gift, salt and a bread loaf. May you never run out of luck, which is represented by salt, and may you never be hungry, which is represented by bread.
I love old like that. That's ace.
I still give bread and salt as a housewarming gift, but there is a big variety on how you can do this. A new neighbour you have never met before, well, that could be a nice basic bread loaf. A really good friend, add on a very nice wooden bread cutting board or bread knife, or even both. And basic salt from Jordan's favourite German supermarket, or fancy high market salt. You choose. I hope that helped a bit. Thank you for making me laugh on a regular base. They've put, I think they mean basis. Best wishes, Tina.
Tina, that's a great, there you go. I think that's a really good idea to give bread and salt as a housewarming gift. Also,
I mean, it's good if you're in Germany.
Where my mum and dad are in Spain, they give you an Indalo man.
A what?
So, Indalo man. It's I think it's a southern Spain thing. I think it comes from a Jaca in Spain. So it's basically a little man who, and his arms, he's got like a rainbow over him. Just Google Indalo man now.
How are you even spelling it?
I just pronounce it as in Darlington, as in Indalo. Oh, Darlo
man. Oh, Indalo man. Okay,
Indalo. Right, and you give them and people put them on the wall and it's a really good gift, but you can't buy yourself one because it's bad luck. But if you give it as a housewarming gift in Spain, it brings you peace and prosperity and happiness and good luck. So it's good to know. Get in touch if you know good housewarming gifts from other cultures, but that's what they do. Yeah, it's from the Almeria province, it says here. It's an ancient symbol found in the province over 100 years. And they're everywhere. They're on the fences. They're outside all the houses. People have them on the cars. It's
wow, beautiful. Well, yeah. Remind me never to move to Spain because I don't want one.
Yeah.
But it sounds lovely. I mean, it sounds lovely if you're in that part of the world.
It's always safe. Turn up. If someone moves in next door, yeah, four cans and a pack of Bensons.
Or alternatively, a rat master from Lakeland.
Why do I always have to bring the tone down? Like, I would never actually do that. I just feel like I have to play up to my character sometimes, don't I?
Can I just take a moment just to ask Ben? Ben, are you still good for Kling Film? Because I am doing a Lakeland order. If you want me to pop a click... Oh, you still are? Okay, good. Let
will
me
you
know
get me some... Are you doing an order?
Yeah, what do you need?
Oh, will you get me some pledge? I'm running out.
I don't think they sell that rubbish in Lakeland.
I played that clip to Wendy. She was so funny. And all day she kept going, she was just walking around the house going, pledge! Pledge! On your shoes!
Do you know what? Of all your impressions that you've ever done, and my God, there have been a lot, that one actually is probably the closest one you've ever got.
My mum was just, all day she went, oh, Jordan, show your auntie Kath that clip. Honestly, Kath, he's a character. He's an absolute pledge! Pledge! On your shoes!
Oh, I can't wait to see you in person again.
Oh, yeah, she loves that. And, I didn't play her the impression of you. I was going to.
The impression of what?
The impression that you did of her.
Oh. I could send... I've got her number. We text occasionally. Yeah. I could send her a little text.
She told me to say hello. She sends her love.
Could you say hola to her, please?
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
And to Greybo. I know he's not in Spain at the moment, but hello to Greybo.
No. The rest of the family are out there. I had to leave them. Yeah. I got up early, 5 o'clock in the morning, to get over my flight. And I actually got up a bit earlier and I cleaned the house for my mum.
Oh, bless you.
Not
with pledge, hopefully.
No, I give it a good... Because we'd all been up night before and been on brandy. And I...
Poor brandy.
Swear to God, I have...
Be like throwing hot dog down a Mersey tunnel by the time you're finished.
God's sake. Right, and I'm cleaning. I'm glad you've amused yourself there.
Sorry.
And... I woke the whole house up and cleaning, dropped a glass because I turned round and my little nephew's just there behind me, staring at me at 5 o'clock in the morning, didn't speak, like Damien from The Omen.
Yeah.
And I went, "Oh, you little..." Then the dog started barking. I smashed the glass. My mum come in, Kate come in. I was like, "Oh, for God's sake, just the last night for a left." I went, "Sebby, what are you doing?" He went, "Where's Nana?" I went, "She's in bed." I was like, "Go to bed." Anyway.
Well, you were well-intentioned.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Now, G and Divas, we mentioned in our last bonus, and we put a thing out on social media based on one of you had very kindly written in about, you know, you're a G and Diva when.
Yes.
So we put out a shout out. We have been inundated. The amount of messages we got back on this was extraordinary. Producer Ben has put a little note here that he's signed himself to say that we're so lucky to have you all as G and Divas. But we echo that, Jordan and I echo that.
We really are, and I knew we'd get a good response from this, but not as big as this, so we do. Should you do one first, and I do one?
Okay, I'll go first.
Okay.
This is from Caroline. You know you're in G and Diva when you catch your fiancé, who doesn't religiously listen to the podcast, as Caroline does, singing the jingle for William's waggy word of the week to himself while cooking dinner. That's nice. You see, I've educated people.
Nina says, you know you're a G and Diva when you see this in the supermarket and your immediate thought is that someone has penetrated a melon in the fruity and veg aisle. And it seems the most obvious and normal explanation. And she sent us a picture of a very, basically a shagged looking melon. That melon has been...
split in two.
It pretty much has in the supermarket. So, yeah, okay, next one.
This is from Kelly. I knew I was in G and Diva when this week my husband and I were lunching in Lulworth Cove. Oh, executive. And I spotted the Queen Mother cocktail on the menu. I half
Lulworth
thought,
Cove?
Yeah.
I thought that was an estate in Hull.
Well, it possibly is, but I think I've heard...
Anyway, go on.
I suspect this Lulworth Cove is not... it's in Dorset, of course. This week I spotted the Queen Mother cocktail on the menu and I half thought, should I check these ingredients are correct with William? And they have got on it Gin de Bonnet Mount Gay Rum. Make your own jokes. And Aperol. Well, look, if that's their own house cocktail, that's fine. It's not a Gin and de Bonnet. It's Gin and de Bonnet based.
Two things, right?
Yeah.
That would get you absolutely pigging steaming.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it? And second thing, I have seen quite a lot of Queen Mother cocktails and usually it is just the gin and the bonnet.
Yeah, that's all it really is. I mean, that is four alcoholic drinks in one. I mean, gin and a bonnet on the just the two of them is more than enough.
We got so many texts and tweets about this. You know you're G and Diva when saying cheers and automatically you say no clinking.
If you see, if I went tomorrow, I'd be delighted that that's what I've taught the world.
Yeah.
So many have said this one. You can't pop a cork without thinking of William's arse.
And that's my legacy right there. Right there. If I go tomorrow, that is the thing I'll be most proud of.
What, my arse?
Do people pop corks now and think of William's arse?
Apparently so.
I love doing this podcast so much. Okay.
Nina's put here, you write toilet paper on the shopping list instead of bog roll. Well, it should be lavatory paper, not toilet paper.
Oh, I usually put bog roll because toilet is one of those words I cannot spell for love nor money. I cannot spell toilet. There's another one.
Well, don't bother.
There's toilet. Oh, definitely. I always put defiantly.
Right.
So you'll just notice if I text you, I just put defo. Once wrote an essay in second year at uni that got a 2-1. And it was...
Can I complete the punchline to this?
It was... The title was How the Media Represented the Death of a Very Famous Pop Star. And throughout the essay, I referred to the pop star as William.
Michelle Jackson.
It was Michael Jackson.
Yeah, thanks.
Anyway. Jess says... you know, a G and Diva, because me and my partner tell each other off for making Jack Bruce. There you go.
Another one of your legacy. Roxy says, you know, you're a G and Diva when on the morning of your little girl's birthday, while surrounded by family, you watch as she pulls the lid off her new lip gloss and it makes a perfect pop noise. You completely involuntarily announce William's arse. Okay. Look. there was a theme.
Little girl's birthday party. Reese says, you know you're a G&D Diva when you've been to 5 shops in 2 towns looking for D. We get that a lot. People ask, do you know what, that's probably the third biggest question I get asked after is Mikey a Builder. He's really like that. Where can you buy G&D from? You can buy it from Amazon. They sell it in Waitrose and Booths, I think they sell it in.
Some Asdas as well.
Some Asdas. They do it in Tesco's.
Off licences?
They do it in a lot of like corner off licences. Go in there, you know, off licences.
You see, this is from Katie. You know you're a G&D Diva when you see a dressing gown belt as a versatile tool.
I wonder if any... Get in touch, G&D Divas, for next week. Keep these coming in. You know you're a G&D Diva when, because we'll read some more out next week. But has anybody else used a dressing gown for that belt? A dressing gown belt for that? I wonder if any... Ben? Have you? Did you see Ben's... Did you see Ben's face then?
Ben is, if he's not tied up with a dressing gown belt, Ben, he's tickling or licking someone's feet with his foot fetish.
Well, I can't remember what happened there. Did I talk
I think
about
you
Ben
just you just made up that Ben had a foot fetish.
Did I?
And because he wasn't there, he couldn't really do anything about it.
It's right to respond. I'll see you in court. You'll probably be on the bloody jury. Go on.
just see two little feet sticking out from the from the dock.
Amy says, you know you're a G&D Diva when you shout to your husband, give me the D in the middle of sex. can you imagine that? Amy's like, I want the D. I need it now. Please tell me when. Please tell me how. I'm thirsty. And brilliant.
This is perhaps my all-time favourite that came in. You know you're in G&D Diva when you know PB means producer Ben, not power bottom.
Oh, we love, please keep these coming in.
Let's save some and do them in another.
Yeah, we've done enough there, haven't we?
We've done enough, but thank you very much for all of
can
your
can I do one more?
Yeah, go on.
You'll like this. Fine, we'll just end on this one. Rachel says, you know you're G&D Diva when you ask yourself, would William do this? Oh, I do that on a daily basis, you know.
Do yeah.
Yeah.
It's what worries me.
I'm like, would William do this? Probably not. There you go. Hey, that was quite a long bonus episode.
It was quite a long bonus that they've received, yes.
Yeah, we usually do 10, 15 minutes. The invoice for the overtime will be in, Ben, don't you worry. Oh, is it me?
Yes.
Remember, Gene Divas, if you've got a question or story that isn't a dilemma or problem, this is the place where you can read it out. So drop into our DMs on social media, or send us an email to help@sexwithmyboss.com with anything that you want to share with us. Mr. Hansen.
Yes, we love hearing back from all of the Gene Divas in whatever form, whether it's a problem, a little anecdote that you want to share with us that isn't a dilemma. We don't mind. Get in touch with producer Ben. All the information, as Jordan says, is on our website. Jordan, I can't wait to see you in person again.
No, I was just going to say, have you got another call now? I'll give you a ring after this if you're on proper catch up.
Yes, I'm on board the Mary Poppins Express from 4:30. So as long as you call me before then, it's fine.
I'll give you a quick ring. Okay, Ben, I'll see you when I see you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.